same things. Let us welcome Rabbi Nachman Cohen.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Snow. What I'd like to do this evening is as follows. That basically, to talk before Slichas is not easy. I have to teach Torah. At the same time, I need a little bit of his Oris. We have to really get mentally prepared for Slichos. Generally, Slichos, you know, really should start next week, because generally we started on the Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah. But this week there are not enough days before, between Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. And there are two reasons given in terms of why you need more days. One is you need 4 days because Karbonos had to be examined for 4 days. And on Rosh Hashanah it says, Vasisim Ola, we become like a Karbon Ola. And therefore we have to have introspection for 4 days. But the second reason, which is given by the Rokeach, is that we have to have 10 days before Rosh Hashanah, starting Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, that we're able to fast. And otherwise we wouldn't be able to fast 10 days. Fasting, starting with Slichos, is so established in Klal Yisrael at one time that you know that when you have a tiny shelfed, an individual fast, you just can't wake up in the morning and start fasting. You have to be mekabalit before at mincha. Not so Erev Rosh Hashanah, because people fasted on Rosh Hashanah, fasted starting with the first day of Slichos. And the question is, why is that so important? So the answer is because we are told, the Gemara tells us that the reason is Rav Nosson Omer lo Barkosov el lamareg achilu shtia shabimeyav lasumo kamal chayashores. The whole idea of Slichos, the beginning of Slichos, the Yom Kippur, is lifnei Hashem titoru. We have to reach the point that we have become purified and we're able to stand lifnei Hashem. Now what Slichos is a statement of is din v'yizdayim, that in the world is judgment, and there's a God who judges us. That's not so simple. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Everybody accepts that. But then it goes on to say V'yachavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. And the operative word is b'chol. You have to give yourself over to the Ribbono Shel Olam completely and totally. And one of the problems with each and every one of us is there's some area of our life that we don't give ourselves over to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can give it over in Kashrus, Shabbos, whatever happens to be. But there are parts to our existence we just don't give over to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is really what Slichos is all about. So what I thought I would do this evening in the few minutes that I have is the following. Everybody talks about, and Chazan, I'm sure you heard this before, that Slichos is really a Shmon Esrei. Everybody knows it starts with Ashrei, it ends with Tachanun, ends after that with Aleinu, and somehow in the middle is a Shmon Esrei, a Beveis Nishvoslas Meis. The bottom line is, what does it mean that it's a Shmon Esrei? So I want to take you through, in this color-coded sheet, I want to take you through it to show you that in fact, it's not just Stama statement, but the reality is these tefillos that we say, for example, we say tefillah, shamei tefillah decha kol basi yavo. It's made of disparate psukim. But what are these psukim? What sense does it make? That we all know it's a lot of psukim before the chazan starts on the shavuot or the chunaranina. But what is this? I mean, what are these psukim? So I'd like to take you through it today. So the first thing that you have to know is, what's the most important part of the Shmoneh Esrei? I'll tell you this, it's a part of the Shmoneh Esrei that we never think about. We never think about it. And that is the 3 steps that we take before the Shmoneh Esrei starts. Because that's not stam 3 steps that we're taking. What it really means is that what we ask to do is to leave our physicality. And this was the whole idea of the fasting that Moshe Rabbeinu had to fast before he entered into the presence of the Shekhinah. Moshe had to fast, in his case, 6 days, and I mentioned before we fast 10 days. The basic idea is to take us away from our physicality. And the basic idea is that as we approach the Ribbono Shel Olam, we take these three steps. And these three steps are keneged choshech, onon, varofel. The Ribbono Shel Olam is light, and he pulls in all the light that's around him. So therefore, as we are trying to approach the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's darkness, and more darkness, and greater darkness, and we have to go through it. So if you look at it, where it says Gimel Pesios, it says Shemei Tefillah Hadecha Kobasa Yavo. You have to take the first step, and then Yavo Kobasa, and Yavo Vishtachavu. Those are the second step. That's the second and third step. What follows that is just as important, and that is that person has to understand when he stands before the Ribbono Shel Olam, it has to be with Vishtachavoya. He has to prostrate himself on the ground. Now, what is the idea behind doing that? When one lies on the ground, one feels that he's like the dust of the earth. He loses all self-identity. He becomes a kli of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He knows that, in fact, the end of his days he'll be shavel ha'ofer. He'll go back and he'll become the dust of the earth. And therefore, you become humble. And that's the most important thing. When we approach the Ribbono Shel Olam, we need to have this humility. So it's Yavo v'yishtachavu. And it says that again three times. The Rapsukim of Yishtachavoya, that's the blue you see. The red is Yavo, the blue is Yishtachavos. You bow down three times, because at each level that you are, the greater you understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more that you have to prostrate yourself, and the more you have to be mevatel yourself. The greater you are, the more the need to understand humility. After that comes Baruch. All right? Here again, we have three psukim that talk about Baruch. And why do we have these three psukim? Again, because there are these three levels, these three worlds. Asiya, Bria, Yitzira, these three worlds, on each of these worlds, we have to bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to bless Him. All right? Baruch Hu Shor, Misoda, Chasav Tzila, Baruch Hu Shemo, Hinei Baruch Hu Hashem, Hashem, Omnim Praise Hashem Alelos, which is now, we're praising Hashem at night. And after that, after we have talked about the Kriyos, and this is the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, interestingly enough, when we bow down in Shemoneh Esrei, in the first bracha, when do we bow? We bow at the beginning, Baruch Ata Hashem, and then at the end, right before Magen Avraham. So here, when we talk about bowing before, it's Bo v'Nishtach v'Nichrah. The first three times it says Yavo. Yavo means I invite you to come. But then it says Bo, come and bow down. And the Baruch is Hashem. But after that, at the end of the bracha, we have six psukim that deal with Hishtachavoya. That's Baruch Hashem Mogen Avraham. Why do we bow more at the end than at the beginning? Because at the beginning, we have just a vague idea of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore we bow because we have this vague idea of the greatness of Hashem. However, as we say the Shemoneh Esrei and we spell out the praises of Hashem, we understand the greatnesses of Hashem to a greater depth. So therefore we bow down another six times. First, if you look at the end of each pasuk, number one, it's the Shachav Eladom Raglav. We bow down to the footstool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and after that we say L'Adam Raglav Kodoshu, we add that ending, and then we say not only Kodoshu, but Kodosh Hashem Elokeinu, He's our God, Yishtach Hashem Aris Kodesh in front of Kol Haaretz. It's not just our God, He's the God of the whole world. But the next pasuk says, but we have been chosen, because Anachnu Berov Chazdecho Nova Misecha, we have the ability through your chesed, we can come. We speak about chesed and emes, which we will be speaking about a little bit further. Now this is the first bracha. The next bracha, as you know, is the bracha of Ata Gibor Le'olam Hashem, Mechaye Mesem Ata Rav Loshia. The important thing, as far as this evening is concerned, what is it that we are asking the Rabbeinu Shlom for? We're asking that the Rabbeinu Shlom should give us a neshama. He should allow us to live. He should be Mechaye Mesem. Now, Mechaye Mesem means not necessarily just those who are physically dead, that the Rabbeinu Shlom is going to perform a miracle. No. It's talking about us. Because each of us, as we are removed from Torah, and removed from mitzvahs, to that extent we are not living. And therefore we come to the Rabbeinu Shlom tonight, and we bow before him, and we ask him, Tinguchaya Mason. Now the second bracha in Shmon Esrei is really to tell us what the Rabbeinu Shalom's capabilities are. So on this evening, in the Shemaya Tfilodecha, what we are zeroing in on at this point is the phrase, Micha Mocha Balgavuros Midomeloch. So we have Micha Mocha and Midomeloch, which is the first two psukim on the bottom of the page. You have the Micha Mocha and then Yidmel Hashem. After that, we say the Rabbeinu Shalom is Hashem Levadecha. He is the only God. Ki Gadol Mi Hashemayim Chazdecha V'Yashchotim Amitecha. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Emes, but he's Emes not only in terms of the heaven, but Ein Cheker. The further down, the more we look at the universe, the more we look on the atomic level, and subatomic level, on the level of quarks, on the level of strings, we see the godless of the Bari Olam. And then we talk about the Rabbeinu Shlom in number 6, being Nora, awesome. 7, he's a Melech. And then finally, when we say, Micha Mocha Bal Gvuros, the answer in Pasuk 10 is, Me'ein Kamocha Hashem. There is no one like you, Hashem. And then we say, Umi Domeloch. And here we come to the term Loch. And here we concentrate on exactly what means Loch. What is it that is nothing can be compared to you? L'chaz ro'im gvura toz yodcha toru yurinecha. Rabbeinu Shalom, you have a very, very strong hand. You know, at the Seder of Pesach, we say that the Rabbeinu Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim b'yod chazoka u'vizroon etuya. So my Rebbe always used to ask the question, what's shayach by the Rabbeinu Shalom to say yod chazoka? The Rabbeinu Shalom to do anything? No. What the eager is, when we talk about zroon etuya, yod chazoka, is that for a person, a physical person, for him to do a physical task which is difficult, so that's what we mean, he has to be somebody who's a gibor, chazak. But the Rabbeinu Shalom, what's important is emes, ki ata lekim emes, dvarach emes, v'kayim lad. So we talk about the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's what we're concerned about, is emes. So we come to the Rabbeinu Shalom at this point, and we say, toz yodcha torni unecha. Throughout the psukim that we're saying in these slichos, we talk about chesed v'emes. The Rabbeinu Shalom is chesed, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is emes. So the question is, emes is tough. It's truth. Rosh Hashanah is din. Ein merachamim b'din. There's no such a thing as mercy when it comes to din. So what do we mean in the Shlosh Esrei Midos when we say that the Rabbeinu Shalom is emes? If I had time, I'd have to chazan sing a little bit. But l'maisa, we say emes twice. We say emes twice in the Sanat Tokef. The first time we say emes is emes kiyatu dayan uvachia fiyadeya va'eid. The first emes is the emes of Rosh Hashanah. The emes of Rosh Hashanah is that the Rabbeinu Shalom looks at everything that we do. The big things, the little things, nothing escapes. And therefore he is the judge, and that's it. And he judges alt emes. But, as you know, later on in the same tefillah, we have a different notion of emes. The second notion of emes is emes kiyatu yotzram, v'yato yodeya yitzram, kihein bosar v'adam. At that point, we say, Ribbono Shel'Olam, you created us. You know our deficiencies. We are basar v'dam. So therefore, we come when we say these psukim, of when we do melach, we say to the Ribbono Shel'Olam, L'chaz ro'im gura toz yotcha turim minecha. You have that oz, that you're able to go beyond the first judgment, to really look into things and see l'maisa, that we have zechuyos, and that kavod yochol, you created us deficient. We mention all of these things. Hamamlocha, we mention mi'amalo gurus Hashem yashmiya kol tilaso, and we mention the seven levels of the Sphira, Gedula, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yichol Bashamayim is Yosef, the Mechaber, the connector between heaven and earth, Ki Lecha Hashem HaMamaloch HaVasnaseh Lechol HaRosh. Then we come, after that, to the Atah Kodosh, which is the third bracha at the beginning of Shmon Esrei, which starts with the word Atah, and because now we're dealing within the Yomim Noroim, at this point, we also will say in the Shmon Esrei, V'chein Tzadikim, and so on and so forth, V'simlucha Hashem Levadecha. So this is incorporated within the Slichos that we say. So first we have five psukim, which deal with Atah, what is the Ribbono Shel Olam's godless, including the fact that he controls the weather, he controls the sea, he controls the ocean, and I have a lot to say, but now it's not really the time. And then we come to the pasuk which we say on Rosh Hashanah, V'simloch ato Hashem levadecha al kol ma'asecha v'artzio mishan kvadecha. And in the slichos keneged that, we say the bracha of Godol Hashem u'mehul miyod, bir le'enu akosho. And then we say that the Ribbono Shel Olam is levadecha, and the next pasuk talks about, Elokei Yisrael yishakruvim atuhu levadecha. And then we talk in the Shmon Esrei, of ato kadosh, v'shimcha kadosh, Ugdoshim b'chol yom yalulucha. So that's in blue. So if you look at the blue, we have the pasuk Yodim Shemayim Pelach Hashem Af Emunascha B'kal Kedoshim. And at the end of the pasuk Avat Hakadosh Kikel Melech Gadol V'Kadosh Ata. So here we talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam being Kadosh. So we have the pasuk Kikel Narot V'Sodim Kedoshim Rabba, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the council of Kedoshim, which basically means that these brachas do not talk just as we conceive the Ribbono Shel Olam, but as the Malachi Mala conceive the Ribbono Shel Olam, and this is encompassed in what we say. But then what we say, and we're going to hear a lot of it tonight, I look forward to it, is part of the bracha of Atah Kadosh is Yahalalucha, that the Malachim will praise you. And the hope is that we are Nekadesh Hashem Chuba Olam G'shem Shemagdish Shem Osir Shem Orom, that we're Zoicha to understand the godness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that we ourselves are able to praise Him. So on the bottom of the second page, so what do we say? It's in yellow, V'chein Tzadik, it's the backside of the first page. V'chein Tzadikim, no, page two. V'chein Tzadikim Yiru V'yismachu Yishorim Yalozu and Berino Yagilu. And then what do we say in the Shema Yodecha? L'chol Nirano L'Hashem, the real Yisrael Yishenu, turn the page, Nekad Merafon HaFas, Sot of Yisrael, Norio. And after that, in the Simlok, we say, the Olosa, Tikvat Spia, the iniquity should close its mouth, L'chol Arisha, Kriyash and Tichla, and all of the wickedness should simply disappear. And why? Kisavir Memshel Zodam in Oretz. You are going to remove wickedness from the earth, and connected that in the Slichos tonight, that's followed by the Psukim, send the commissioner from Gisecha, Chesed, Bim, Zikan, Fenecha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will dissipate all wickedness. And then we come to what is the Ikar for us, which is the Melech, Meimis, Ulechaya, which of course are the Psukim, which we will hear, which is Hanshomoloch, Vaguf Poloch, Hanshomoloch, Vaguf Shaloch, Hasei, Hashem, Hasei, Laman Shmecha. Haselim HaShemecha is part of the bracha of Geula. Revi Onyenu, V'riva Rivenu, U'goleinu Mehera L'man Shemecha. Now, when it comes to Geula, the Geula only comes not because of our zechuyos, because of the zechuyos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that becomes the Iker of the Slichos. Now this, so what we have done up until this point is the preamble of approaching Hashem, prostrating, blessing, recognizing that Hashem is Meimis Umechaya, till the point that we say right now before we start the Slichos, Hashem Malach Vagushla. Do we have time? I'm finished. I can stop or I can go. 2 minutes. All right. I have 2 minutes. I'll use the 2 minutes. So what I can say in 2 minutes is as follows. Basically, if you follow the outline here, the brachos, many brachos are incorporated in the what we say before Shema Goleinu, Shcholanos Besavos. It's keneg manish keneged the Shmon Esrei. Now, I want to emphasize two things. We have the bracha of Shema Koleinu. If you look at that, it's on page 4. So if you just take that pasuk, Shema Koleinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Chus V'Rachem Oleinu, V'Kabel Barachem V'Ratzon Tefilaseinu, that the Shema Koleinu, what is the Shema Koleinu? We say there, Amareinu Hazinu Hashem, and Yil Ratzon Imrefi. And then we say, Chus V'Rachem Aleinu. What is the Chus V'Rachem Aleinu? It's Al Tashlicheinu Mufanecha. Al Tashlicheinu Le'ezikna. Al Tazveinu Hashem Elokeinu. And then after that, we have the modem, which I'm not going to go into. But what I want to leave you with is there's one bracha in the Shmon Esrei, which is not in the Slichas at all. And if you can guess what that is, it's the bracha of Shalom. There's no mention, maybe in some of the individual Slichas, but in the outline that we say every day, there's no mention of Shalom. The only time that we mention Shalom, which I put on the sheet, is in the last Kaddish, that they say, Osa Shalom in Roma. And Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. And what is the idea? Basically, the idea, go back to what I started with. The truth is, once you get into the mood of Slichos, and you go through this Choshech, Onan of Aravel, you feel the darkness that we're in, and you see how far we are from the level that we have to reach, it's disquieting. And it's not Shayach until Nilan Yom Kippur, when Hashem says, Salachti Kidvarecha, that a person can feel calm, that a person can feel relaxed, that a person can feel complete. That happens with the Tkiya Shefra Nila. The Rebbeinu Shalom Shmuel Zakos, that we have a Ksiva V'chasim V'tovah, L'alto L'chayim V'sifrin Shal Sadiq and Deburim.